want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is a marvelous Monday in Brevard County, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh. Paul just did this on his leg there. It's a marvelous Monday. So you know what? If that did not sound good, that's not because that was the way Paul did it. That's because I'm not coordinated. He's probably musically inclined and can do that on beat. He's giving me the thumbs up on that. I am not musically gifted. So anyway, we pray that you do have a marvelous, marvelous day and that Jesus is living in your heart. Hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day and you got to enjoy the time that you had with those in your life. And so I have FaceTime features, but my parents are, they're always going someplace doing something. And, but on special occasions, I do try and take time to FaceTime them and let them see my beautiful mug, so that they can, remember what a joy I am in their life. No, I love to see them and they, you know, my mother had a birthday here not too long ago, and then Father's Day, and then it's only a couple of days until they celebrate their anniversary. So June is a very busy month for them, and so they get to see my face even if they don't get to see me very often. Aren't you thankful for technology like that? I remember when our son was halfway around the world that we were still able to see him from time to time because of technology. The reason that I got onto social media was because it was a vehicle that my son could use to communicate with me. That was the entire reason I got on. As a result of that, my parents got on because that was a way that they could communicate with me. The reason that I developed the ability to text was because it was a manner in which I could communicate with my kids when a phone call was not possible. I also discovered that I had some friends that if I called them, they wouldn't answer the phone, but if I sent them a text, they would respond almost immediately. Sometimes you're not in an atmosphere where you're able to call. And so I embraced some technology, not because I really wanted to be into that sphere of circle myself, but because it enhanced relationships. And one of the reasons we're on the radio here is to build relationships with people that we plan on spending eternity together with around the throne of grace. So we pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. If you didn't, make it Father's Day today. You know, I do know some people who celebrate Christmas a few days after Christmas because of all of the sales that happen after Christmas. The best time to buy Christmas decorations from a financial standpoint is the day after Christmas or a couple of days after Christmas. And I do know people who say, you know what, we're just because society tells us to celebrate it at a certain time, we're going to celebrate it at a different time. So there are people at Valentine's Day, they don't get their wives flowers for Valentine's Day for twice the price. They're going to wait a week and they're going to make her feel like the queen of the world and pay what the normal price for flowers is. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, you know, if you missed it yesterday, you know, make up for it today. We do want to say thank you to Bill Andriak at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. I was in the radio studio here. I'm in the radio studio a lot, but there was one time I remember walking in and seeing how hot it already was at the beginning of the day. This was just last week. I remember walking in and it was early in the day. It was already hot. That means it was hot the night before. It was hot that morning. And with all of the rain that we've been having, there's humidity issues as well. And so your air conditioning is something you really don't want to do without. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to live in a 50-degree household. You know, I talked to an AC person, and they said, we've got people who are complaining because it's 72 degrees in their house. They can't get it any cooler than that. And it's like, do you realize the humidity? Do you realize how hot it is out there? And your unit is working nonstop. And so I want to encourage you today, if you know, you want to be ready for what could be a pretty warm summer, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. Bill's got decades of experience and working in just about every type of unit. I know for a fact that he's worked on package units. I know that he's worked on outside condensing units and inside air handlers. He's worked with multiple different Freon classifications. He's worked on microsplit systems and things like that. Whatever challenge you've got, if it can be fixed for a reasonable cost, then he can do that. If you need a new system, he will be up front with you and tell you that as well. Some people will try and fix things that they know that the system is not going to be able to endure much longer. But they will be very honest with you and tell you, hey, you know what? We might be able to fix it now, but you need to be saving up your nickels and dimes and pennies, because if you're going to be cool, you're going to need some help there. Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 3284, if you need someone to come out and give you some input as to what's going on with your air conditioning system. So, we are going to go today to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. And we're going to begin looking today at verse number 1. And we're going to talk a little bit about this delivered from and delivered to, and what that looks like in our lives and what it should look like for the church. Look, if you are praying and asking God to deliver someone from a sin problem, a substance problem, an addiction problem, then don't be surprised when God does it, okay? We need to have an expectation of faith. So let's look at verse number 1, Acts chapter 12, verse number 1. It says this: Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread, so when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, Gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, Put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of James, or the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, It is his angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go and tell these things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. So here we have the dual purpose of deliverance that we are delivered to and we have delivered from. Here, Herod had a plan in mind. He was wanting to, he had stretched out his hand and had killed James, the brother of John, and he saw that it pleased the Jewish leadership, and so he took Peter also. He was wanting to do that. Now, I'm going to be the first one to tell you that I don't understand all of the details that God operates when. I see here in this story that he was able to deliver Peter. Peter had a purpose and a plan for his life that God had in store. I cannot tell you why Peter was delivered and James was killed. That's not my purpose. It's not my intent to be able to figure out everything. I have a philosophy, and that is this: if in my finite mind I can understand an infinite God, then my mind or my God is too small, because my mind is not that big. And so I have to understand that God's ways are higher than my ways. I want to strive to understand God the best that I can. I'm not ascribing or subscribing to spiritual laziness. All I know is that God's plans will not be thwarted. And so Herod had Peter arrested. It was the time for Passover. It was time to celebrate the fact that God had delivered the Israelites out of the hand of Egypt. It was time to celebrate. It was a high and holy day, and we don't want to do anything to mess up this high and holy day. We're going to wait until after that effect before we complete this unjust act. And so... Peter was delivered to a squad of soldiers. He was delivered with the intent of being held until the right time for him to be handled had come about. I've got news for you that God's able to deliver you from the things that the devil intends to deliver you to. I'll say that again. God is able to deliver you from the things that the devil intends to deliver you to. And I couldn't tell you exactly why God's timing is the way that it is. The truth of the matter is God can do anything at any given point in time. All he has to do is issue a word. And in all of this time that Peter is being held, God was perfectly able to deliver him from Herod's clutches, from the soldiers, at any given point in time. I do know this, that while Peter was being held, and was in this holding pattern, and evil is intended for him, that the church began to pray. I want you to understand that prayer to God is absolutely vital. It should not be optional. We have multiple venues of prayer at Merit Assembly of God. We have a weekly early morning prayer. We have intercessory prayer that takes place before our services. We have prayer for healing in our services. We have other prayer opportunities that come about. Listen, we need to make sure that the altars in our churches are not broken from disrepair and disregard. That if our altars need to be a place of divine encounter, but they also need to be a place of expectation that we serve a miracle working God. When Peter was delivered, he's knocking on the door. He's at the gate knocking, and people are so busy praying that they don't hear that the knock of answered prayer has actually shown up in their life. There's a little servant girl that goes, and she recognizes Peter's voice, but because she was so excited that Peter was outside the door that he had been delivered from Herod's delivery to the soldiers, that she went back and she started telling people, but listen, people were so used to the normal mundane. Maybe it was the fact that James had been killed that their expectation that God really cared about what they were praying about was compromised. And whatever it was, they began to say, "You are beside yourself." They thought that she had a problem, but she kept insisting that it was so, and they said, well, it must be his angel. It must be his messenger. But all of the while they are arguing about whether God was able to do something, Peter stayed outside and he was knocking. Now, I don't know about you, but if somebody's knocking on, mine's not going to be a polite little knock. Mine is going to be more of a pounding like this on the studio table. I'm going to say, somebody needs to hear and open up this door. You know, I do know this, for people of faith, it doesn't matter what this circumstances look like. They're just going to continue to believe that God is going to come through. And I want to encourage you today. We do not pray just to go through the motions. Prayer is our hotline to heaven. It is where we receive our marching orders, but it is also where we cry out and present our petitions and supplications to God. And please understand, God loves you. He knows your voice. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. And when you ask and keep on asking, He will answer. And I just want to encourage you today that if you're praying for a loved one to be delivered from sin, if they're delivered from addictions or strongholds in their life or substances that are destroying them, God is your deliverer. God is your deliverer. And so let's not be surprised when deliverance comes. Now, I want to take you back because Peter I'm telling you this. It was the night before they were to bring out Peter. It was supposed to have been his last night on earth if Herod had anything to do with it. And Peter had such contentment with God that he was sound asleep. I don't even sleep well if I'm making a road trip the next morning and going to make a trip. I don't want to miss that. If there are things that are going on with people in the church, I don't sleep well at night because I'm up praying for them. If I knew that tomorrow I was going to cross the threshold of eternity, sleep is not going to be the thing that would naturally come to me. I'd want to make sure that I'm ready. I would want to make sure you're ready. If I visit you in the hospital and you're on your, you know, you're on the threshold of eternity, I'm going to ask you, hey, is everything right between you and Jesus? Don't try and impress me with the verbiage. Don't try and blow smoke my way and make something that's not a reality seem as if it is a reality. We're there to do business. Hey, is Jesus going to tell you right now, hey, you're getting ready to be with me in paradise? Those are the things that are taking place when I know someone who is, you know, that close within just hours of being promoted to eternity. We want to make sure that there's no spiritual games being played. We're getting to kingdom business. And so I wouldn't have been sleeping, but Peter was so content and confident in his relationship with God. He said, I'm just going to go to sleep. And while he's sleeping, an angel of the Lord visits him. He stood before him, struck Peter on the side, get up. And when Peter, got up, when the angel told him to get up quickly, his chains fell off. Okay. So he is delivered from his chains. He's delivered from the things that bound him. Then the angel said, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. And he followed him out. And they passed the first set of guards. And they passed the second post of guards. And God had delivered him through his angel. He came to an iron gate, a thing that prevented prisoners from getting into the city. And the gate opened up of its own accord, and they went out into the street, and the angel departed from him. I want you to see what Peter's declaration is. He's going through all of this stuff, and he thinks that it's a dream, that it's a vision, that it's a dream. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel. That word angel means messenger. He has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod. Now, I want to say thank God for every pastor and every Sunday school teacher, every prophetic voice. I want to thank God for every encouraging saint that has ever spoken into my life. I thank God for you. And we need to recognize that the spokespeople that God positions in our lives, they're not there meant there for our harm. They are meant there for our deliverance. They are meant to impart the truth of God's word. And whatever is necessary to bring us to that place that we get set free, that is a tremendous thing. I don't know about you. I've been told that there are prisoners that said, look, it doesn't matter if you incarcerate me in a jail cell or if you incarcerate me in a five-star resort. If I do not have liberty, I am in captivity. And God does not want his people in captivity. He wants to deliver them. And so God can deliver you from the chains that are holding you. He can deliver you from the reinforcing guards. He can deliver you from the barriers that are preventing you from fulfilling the assignment that God has for you. It doesn't matter if it's emotional. It doesn't matter if it's financial. It doesn't matter if it's spiritual. God's able to deliver from every barrier that the enemy tries to put in your place. Peter said, I now know that this angel, this messenger from God, has delivered me from the hand of Herod. Okay, please do not live this week in fear of what the devil can do to you. God is the one who orders your steps. God is the one who directs your path. I know people who, if their horoscope says that they shouldn't get out of bed, they're going to pull their covers up over their head. They're going to hide under there. And they're more concerned with what the devil has to speak into their life than they are with what God has to speak in their life. Listen, your horoscope does not govern your life. Don't even waste your time with that stuff. I call it the horoscope. You know, the devil wants to paralyze you with fear and think that, and make you think that he's the one that controls the good things that come out of your life. Listen, you are not governed by the stars. You are governed by the one who put the stars in their place. Okay? And God is able to deliver from those who mean to destroy you, to keep you bound, to prevent you from doing what God has created you to accomplish. God's able to deliver you from their hand. But now, are you ready for this next thing? Herod delivered him to be destroyed, imprisoned and destroyed. The angel of the Lord said, that's not my plan for him. I'm going to deliver him from your plan. But Herod, when he was liberated, said this: he's also delivered me from all the expectation of the Jewish people. You know, the psalmist said, everybody's watching and they're waiting for me to perish. Everybody is gathered around and they're just waiting to watch me fall. I want you to understand that no matter what the expectation of the people, God is able to deliver from those expectations. Surely they're going to be overwhelmed. I love to hear stories about people and that they're just expecting them to die at any given moment. And God says, no, I'm going to deliver him from your expectations because I've got greater expectations. I love to tell the story of my grandmother. My grandmother was the first person that I ever saw this happen to, but she was not the last. She had physical challenges much of the time that I remember her. And she went to the hospital, and they called us and they said, look, you know, if you want to see her, you'd better come. This was in 1995, July of 1995. They said, you'd better come. 1995, yeah. You'd better come if you want to see her, because they're not expecting that she's going to go home from the hospital. She went home from the hospital, and they assigned her hospice. And hospice at that point in time would only stay for 6 months. If you went into hospice, it was because they expected you to die within 6 months. 6 months later, they said, I tell you what, you call us when you need us. She went on and she lived for another 4.5 years before she made her transition to eternity. I'm here to tell you that we have a God who delivers from the expectations others have of your doom, your gloom, your destruction, your fall. Today, if you're living under other people's expectations, God's here to deliver you for a greater purpose. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
and I need some rest. May I lay my head on your chest?